Statewide, law enforcement will be patrolling and doing more checkpoints to promote safety and remove impaired drivers from the roads. With us now to talk more about the Booze It and Lose It campaign, as well as the Governor's Highway Safety Program, is Mark Ezell, the director of the North Carolina Governor's Highway Safety Program. Mark, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thanks for the opportunity.
Of course. What do you want people to know about the Booze It and Lose It campaign and what they can expect to see during this holiday?
What we want people to know is that it's important that when you drive this holiday season, that you drive sober, and that we want to get the message out that if you feel different, you drive different. Oftentimes, 4th of July involves holiday parties, it involves cookouts, it can involve alcohol, and we want to make sure that you and your loved ones are safe by making plans to make sure that you don't drive if you are going to be imbibing in any of those substances during the 4th of July weekend and holiday, and also making sure that you make sure that the people attending your events, if you have them, do not imbibe and get behind the wheel of a car.
What are some of the resources available for folks who might have been participating in some of these substances so that they don't drive impaired?
Well, I think, you know, we have so many things these days that make getting behind the wheel of a car after you've had one too many just so unnecessary. You've got rideshare. We can have folks plan ahead. I encourage people when they're having a get-together to, you know, put the keys in a basket by the door. And if, as somebody's leaving, the host hands the keys to the person, making sure that they are in a position to drive home. And so you've got rideshare, you've got the opportunity for designated drivers, you've got people who are willing to give other folks a ride home. There's a lot of different options for people. And the other possibility is just simply don't imbibe in any kind of alcohol use or other substance use in advance of a party or at a party.
Mark, how big of a concern are alcohol-related deaths in North Carolina?
It's a big deal. You know, last year we had 388 people died in crashes involving drivers who were under the influence of alcohol. This year, so far, when you count alcohol and drugs, we've had 189 people died as a result of crashes involving alcohol and drugs. And I expect that number is going to go higher as some of those crashes that have already occurred, we get testing back and indicate that, yes, sure enough, alcohol or drugs were a significant factor. So it's a big deal, you know. It's just a statistic, Chris, but when you get behind those statistics, every single one is a family, is a community that's been affected and that has had, you know, their year will never be the same as a result of this kind of thing. So we try to never forget that each time we read those statistics, that the statistics represent an individual.
Can you give us a sense of the impact that the Booze It and Lose It campaign has had in our state? I mean, I can remember the Booze It and Lose It campaign, I feel like, for my entire life, Mark.
Yeah, we've had it going on close to 30 years in North Carolina. It's really something that at the time we started it in the mid-90s was quite unique. It involved law enforcement agencies from across the state doing increased patrols during holidays, and it also involved increased public awareness and opportunities to educate the public, sort of like we're doing now. We combined that with increased testing for alcohol use, as well as messaging to help prevent overuse in the first place. And it's made a big difference. We've seen it not only in North Carolina, where it was very successful and has continued to be, but it's now become the national model for addressing impaired driving around the holidays. It hasn't completely eliminated it. We've got so much more that we can do. But we do know that that law enforcement involvement is one of the key pieces to address impaired driving. It's not a silver bullet. There really isn't one. I wish there was. But it's made a big difference, and our law enforcement partners are the reason.
Mark, outside of the Booze It and Lose It campaign, what other things are going on within the Governor's Highway Safety Program?
Oh, we've got several different impaired driving prevention and treatment-related programs. In addition to working with law enforcement to train them on detecting alcohol, We also work with them to train on detecting other drugs. We train officers as drug recognition experts, working with our partners with the Department of Health and Human Services. In addition to that, we have hospitals where we have social workers working with those who come into the trauma centers or ERs to assess alcohol and drug use and then refer to treatment as needed. We also do a lot of funding for DWI courts, folks who've been involved in DWI crashes who need those treatment services. We make sure that they get into those through those court systems and are carefully monitored to provide other services while at the same time serving that sentence. So all those things working together, we think, can make a difference. We've also got some exciting things happening on a national front. One of the things that's being tested now are passive alcohol detection systems that go into new cars, and they can literally check the breath of any person behind the ignition in a passive manner, and the car will not start if that breath is detected to be have it above a certain level of alcohol. So those types of things, it's going to take a long time before that's part of our driving system, but it's exciting to see technology address this issue as well.
That's outstanding stuff. Mark Ezell, the director of the North Carolina Governor's Highway Safety Program. Mark, really appreciate the time today. Want to get you back on the show after the holiday to talk more about all the great programs that you guys have going on.
Oh, Chris, I'm excited to do that.